What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Good Monday to you. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making it a part of your day. We have God moving all over the place today. So good to have you with us. Look, it's going to be a powerful week. I already feel there's going to be divine appointments, opportunities for you to be bold, stand, be a witness, and see lives changed. We're going to call this one, what are we calling it? Finding your assignment. Ooh, that's a good one. Finding your assignment. There's one question I get, and it's not even close, from people all over the world. And it's this. What am I on this earth for? There's this crazy confusion and kind of mystique around what am I here to do? I know God loves me, but what's my assignment? And let me tell you something. If you're listening to me, you have an assignment, I guarantee you. We've lived in this weird, kind of broken prophetic subculture to where we feel like somebody else has to tell us what we're here to do on this earth. That's never going to work out either. We live in a day where we're very confused about, maybe I'm here to do what you're to do. And that's the biggest issue here. Because you have been gifted by God. Every single one of you that listen, I mean, we have 1,500 a day subscribe to this podcast. That's a lot. That's a 1,500 people a day listening. You know, that have this to them. Look, out of all of us here, thousands of people, we have over what? We're almost like 60,000 downloads. All these people around the earth, listen to me. We're all different. None of our fingerprints are the same. None of our DNA, fully is the same. Why is that? Because God has made you uniquely. You're gifted. You can do what I can't. I can do what you can't. We all have a different way that we're made up. We all have a different way that we're designed, and we have got to tap that in to doing all that God's done for us. I remember one time having lunch with a mighty man of God, and he said, James, you've got to learn the way you see life. Don't look at all these people that are heroes to you that do great things for God. Find out how you look at life. And I'm telling you, the listener today, find out how you look at life. I don't want you looking life like the way I do. I want to encourage you and aid you and equip you to conquer life the way you see. We all process differently. We're all different people. And if we don't understand that in the form of assignment, we're going to constantly live confused at what we're on this earth for. You have been created for a specific purpose. First thing we need to realize is it is to do the work of Jesus, is to do the ministry of Jesus, right? So there's a difference between what you do to make a living and what you do to make a life. And what you do to make a life is what you're called to do. What you do to make a living is just what's going to help you fund what you're here to do. Does that make sense? You are here for a spiritual reason. You're not here to go to school for 10 years, get a master's degree, get stuck in some doctor's office and never find out what life's about. It's not true. You can be successful. You can be a doctor, a lawyer. You can be a philanthropist. You can do whatever you want with your life. As long as you're doing your spiritual purpose on this earth, I'm at peace. Because you weren't created to just slug it out at some office desk. You weren't created to be stuck in some, dungeon-looking building that you call work in some slave factory. That is just what helps you earn income. But what you're here to do on the earth is your assignment. God doesn't give anybody an assignment to go just make money. That'd be foolish. That's not why he died on this cross. He gives us the power to create wealth. But in that, we have an assignment to do, to seek and save that which is lost, to see the kingdom come, to see lives changed, saved, delivered, and healed. That's our mandate on this earth. And people confuse it all the time. They think it's one or the other. They kind of get upset about one and forget the other. And that's not how this goes. You have an assignment from God, specifically what you're here to do on this earth. And if you don't fulfill that one, you're going to be miserable. People spend a lifetime trying to work to earn money. You spend most of your life. You go 20 years of school, if not more. And then you do all this training and do all this stuff just to make money. And by the end of it, you realize life is empty and you're not even doing anything with your life and you're not happy. It's because you're not living for a purpose greater than finances. What is it you're called to do on this earth? What is your assignment? What are you here for? What is my purpose? By far, the number one question I get around the world. I'm going to give you three questions today that when you answer them, you're going to know exactly what your passions are and what your assignment is. Not what you make a living with, but how you're going to make a life. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up? We're talking about finding your assignment. If you have time, read Jeremiah 1, starting around verse 4. He comes to Jeremiah and he says, look, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you. It's important to realize for us, you were called before you even came in this earth. He formed you in your mom's womb, however you came in this earth, you were created for his purpose. And when that is given to you, your assignment comes when you're formed. When God creates you, your assignment is given to you. And people get confused. They mix assignments up. You know, a lot of people want, you know, I'm not here for you to cheer on my assignment on this earth. It's coming clearer and clearer every day. We're here to cheer you on for your assignment. What are you? You are whoever you are, however you're listening. What are you here to do on this earth? And we're going to try to help you in a few moments here. But I would read Jeremiah. He talks about, you know, ordaining his mouth and my words are going to be filled. And that's the stuff that God wants you to do. Don't look down on yourself because you're young. Those are great advice from God when you're stepping into your destiny and your calling. But here's the three questions we need to ask ourselves to identify what our assignment is on this earth. Number one, what is your passion? What is it that you love? If everybody got paid $10 an hour and money wasn't an issue, what would you do with your life? If a work week to you and we all could live off 10 bucks an hour and 10 hours a week, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? What are you doing with yourself? If money's not a motivator, when you can answer these questions, it starts to identify the greater reason you're here. What are the things that you burn to do? And not, look, I'm talking about real life. I mean, there are people I know that they want to touch people in Hollywood. They want to touch, you know, sex slave kids. They want to touch homeless people. They want to touch billionaires. They want to touch hedge fund managers. They want to see God move in Africa. They want to see God touch Asia. Whatever that passion is in your heart, if money wasn't an option, what are you doing with your life? That helps you identify your passions. What is it you love? What is it you're passionate about? What causes you to weep? What stirs you up? When you can answer those questions, and it's natural, you don't have to wonder. Those things are natural responses. It'll help you hone in to your assignment. The other thing is, I want to know what frustrates you. What is it you're frustrated about on this earth? And here's why. You can't change what you're not willing to confront. You cannot change what you're not willing to confront. When you get frustrated about something in this earth, it's probably because you're going to be called on to make the difference. If I just sat in my house and I was bitter towards the church and towards all you barren Christians and I was just frustrated, I would never do anything with my life. But when I decided to take that frustration and turn it to being the solution to help the bride of Christ around the world and give my life to love people into doing greatness for God, I found my assignment. What frustrates you? Because look, on the other hand of this, whatever you permit in your life will increase. Whatever you tolerate is going to dominate you. So you've got to make a decision to find out what is it that frustrates you and be willing to confront that. What is it that you're You know, I know people that are so passionate about health. They just want people to be healthy because God has only given us one shell and we've got a max. And then are you helping other people? What are you doing under the light of God to affect this world for the better? So we want to know, what is it that you love? I need to know, what is it that frustrates you? And on the same token, I need to know, what grieves you? What is it that just burdens your heart so much that it's sickening to you? Similar to the last question. Because look, you're called to what you can't stand. David, who are these uncircumcised Philistines? Yeah, you're right. You just killed Goliath. Nehemiah. Look, what grieves you? Meaning, what touches your heart? What makes you cry? What causes you to get emotional? What makes you cry? Nehemiah, he wept when he saw a city is in ruins. And let me tell you something. Nehemiah took on a task to build a wall. He wasn't a wall builder, friends. He wept because he saw a passion, and then he found his assignment through grieving. Does this make sense? He saw a temple destroyed. He wasn't a wall builder, but he wanted to fix something so that the house of God can stand. And he took on the task of building the wall, and it was his weeping and his grieving that allowed him to find his assignment. So we need to find these things and realize that your assignment in life is going to take a lot of hours and a lot of preparation. We talked about it a few episodes ago about the process. But today, answer these questions, find your assignment. And as we start out this week, live for what isn't just a paycheck. Live for a passion. We love you. We thank you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.